Welcome to show number 53 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sports Card Show. Hopefully everybody's collection is doing well out there with Bowman and Steven Strasburg prices going through the roof. It's been interesting to follow all that action, along with basketball had Timeless Treasures come out, and so there's been some nice logo mans and some other interesting cards out of that set. So it's been interesting to follow, along with the Football Prestige came out, and obviously some of those rookies have been selling well and people are anticipating future releases. And in speaking of future releases, Topps Football, if you want to take a look at the checklist and some of the early cards, we've got that up. For basketball fans, we'll actually be talking about Absolute Memorabilia Basketball. It's like back-to-back weeks of pretty nice products for you. But also, I know basketball collectors have been really looking forward to that super high-end product, and Panini National Treasures Basketball Checklist is up on Sports Card Radio .com as well, and that's a $400 box product that comes out in August, so we'll definitely talk about that going down the road. But if you want an early sneak peek of some of the cards and the rookies, the Tyreek Evans autograph rookie and stuff like that, all that's on sportscardradio.com, along with Triple Threads Baseball checklist. That's a pretty big checklist, pretty nice cards there. You could check that out. Those are some of the new things. We won't talk about that in depth today, but we will talk about Top Series 2 Baseball, which is scheduled to come out May 27th, so shortly after this podcast. And Absolute Memorabilia Basketball actually already came out this past week, but it's definitely new on the basketball scene, so we'll talk about that as well, along with Don Drysdale, Topps Kid on the SportsCardRadio.com fan forum. I haven't talked about players that have worn jersey numbers, been meaning to do that, probably my own laziness, but we'll definitely talk about Don Drysdale. I can't say I know the name, but I'll definitely learn something, and hopefully everybody as well will learn something about Don Drysdale. So we'll talk about him, and that's about it. Those two main sets, Top Series 2 Baseball and Absolute Memorabilia Basketball, along with the sets that have come out this month, with Bowman Baseball coming out this month and Chickle, and there's been several other sets. So along with football, we've kind of been ignoring football, but we're still early. There's definitely been, I guess they call them OTAs, and guys, certain guys show up to those, and definitely the rookies are there. So it's interesting to see what happens to your football team and things like that, and keeping tabs on them this far before the season actually starts. But before we know it, it'll be here and there'll be lots of football cards out. So we'll definitely be focusing on football, but today it's baseball and basketball. But we'll wait till our segments to touch on those. But I guess I don't have a whole lot more planned for this first segment. I guess I didn't talk about recently, at least on the show, I went to the TriStar Collector Convention in San Francisco. My girlfriend and I went to San Francisco. It was on a Saturday, I think. And I think it was last Saturday. And you can actually read my whole blog about it on, if you go to our homepage at sportscardradio.com and find the blog. There are several links on our homepage. It's like a blog spot, sportscardradio.blogspot.com, I think is the address. But I wrote up my little opinion and had some pictures there, a Babe Ruth cut autograph, some autographs, and some other Will Chamberlain autograph, and a Ty Cobb like PSA 8. I think it was from like 1915 or something. So that was a pretty nice card. So saw some really, really nice cards. Didn't get to see Cal Ripken Jr. He was there right as I got there. I couldn't get back to the autograph booth to get a glimpse of him, but saw Ozzie Smith signing autographs. There was a lot of people there. There was a lot of collectors looking to buy, you know, guys with their head down, just, you know, in boxes of cards looking for certain ones. Some guys had lists. And maybe the most interesting story was I went by a table full with three cabinets. There was some Kobe Bryant. I saw two Kobe Bryant patch autographs in there. I saw like several other pretty nice autographs, but I saw a Babe Ruth like I think it was like from SP Legendary Cut autograph card, and so I took a picture of that, and there was a Walter Johnson cut autograph right next to it of the same set, and so I was about to take a picture of that as well, because those were two of the nicer modern cut autograph cards I had seen since I had walked around. I'd just kind of gotten there, and then all of a sudden this younger guy, probably not older, much older than I was, he might have been younger than I was, walks up with a lot of money, and more money than I've ever seen or in a long time in somebody's hand, and it turned out to be around $8,000, and he puts it out on the table, and he was buying the guy's whole three cases minus some UDA shoes that were there. So I'm guessing the Babe Ruth and the Walter Johnson were included, and the Kobe's and some other things. So this guy that showed up, and I think it was only the second day of the show, there was actually one more day, this guy was like wiping him out of everything he had on display. So it was kind of interesting to see that kind of money go down. So it's definitely, you know, I only spent $5, but, you know, there was definitely guys spending a lot of money. And I saw lots of guys walking out of there with handfuls of autographs, stuff from Cal Ripken and Ozzie Smith. There was quite a few Giants guys there. Pablo Sandoval. If I had stayed there later in the day, I would have gotten a glimpse of Pablo Sandoval and stuff. So, but it was very interesting. It was fun to go to. It looked like it was really well attended. It was like $8. It was $18 just to get in the door to park, and parking was $8, and it was $10 to get in. So it was quite expensive just to get in the door. So people obviously came with a lot of money and were really excited. And it was pretty cool. So that was kind of my experience over the last week in terms of cards. Thought that was kind of interesting. So, well, that about wraps it up for this first segment. We'll come right back and talk about Top Series 2 Baseball. That's on the horizon here. That's coming out Thursday, I think. I think May 27th is a Thursday. So you want to keep your eyeballs peeled for that. We'll talk about some of the things that are going on in there that are different from Series 1 and some other things. We'll talk about all that after this. Talk about Top Series 2 Baseball. Seems like getting all this information off, if you go to sportscardradio.com and find the product reviews link right on the top link bar, or you can go to the sports card directory and find it in our product reviews and find Top Series 2 Baseball. You can probably find it on Google as well, if you're lazy. But Top Series 2 Baseball, seems like I wrote this preview back several months ago, but the whole checklist is here. It's a pretty deep checklist, but there are some new things over Series 2, definitely some changes. Series 1 is always, you know, the first set, and this year it was kind of an exclusive set for Topps, so it was had some frills. It had those pie-in-the-face cards. The SP cards were not announced, and I guess that's kind of the main thing a lot of people look for in this, which is great, I think. You know, we talked with Voice of the Collector a while back, and he said that, you know, the base card's kind of been eliminated. Everybody's just ripping through boxes looking for jerseys and autographs. But Topps does a nice job in Top Series 1 and Top Series 2, making the SP cards, the SP base cards, the pie in the face, and kind of the Abe Lincoln on the background and stuff. Those are kind of interesting. It makes you look at all the cards. So this is a little bit different. In Top Series 2, all the SP cards were pre-announced, and their stated print run is 3,000 copies. I don't think there's a serial number on these, but it varies from card number 340, and I think it's every 10 cards until card number 540 is an SP. Cal Ripken Jr. is in there. Nolan Ryan, Mickey Mantle, Ozzie Smith, as we talked about early. Ty Cobb, we talked about. Dale Murphy, Frank Robinson, Honus Wagner. So there's quite a few guys in there, a lot of the legends. There may be some other surprises in here. We'll see what happens. There still are a few to-be-announced cards, and I went through last week and picked up a few of them. Jason Hayward has his rookie card logo in here, number 353. I can imagine Starlin Castro might be in here. Don't quote me on that, but since he's played some games in the major leagues, he might be included in here. But there are some other rookies that have been thrown in here. I'm not quite up on some of the smaller, I put that in quotes, but guys like Austin Jackson are in here. Some of the guys that aren't getting the attention, I should say, that Jason Hayward and Steven Strasburg and Starlin Castro are getting over the last few weeks. So there's quite a few rookies and team cards and things like that. So that's exciting. But as for what's new, there's something called the Vintage Legends Collection, and that's going to have old guys on cards they've never been on. So Lou Gehrig's going to be on a 1958 Topps card. Ty Cobb's going to be on a 1955 card. Babe Ruth's going to be on a 1999 Topps card. So those are going to be kind of interesting, and we'll see how those fall per box. There's going to be History of the World Series insert. That's a new insert. It's going to highlight guys and what they did in the World Series. So Babe Ruth, apparently most innings pitched in a World Series game. I didn't know that. So, and I don't know a lot of people did. So you might learn some things along the way. Mickey Mantle, most career home runs, 18 in World Series history. So I think that record might have been tied. I'm not really sure. I think Barry Bonds and somebody else maybe have approached that record. Topps year 2020. These are actually 3D. We've seen lots of 3D movies and even 3D HD TVs. Well, Topps is taking the 3D trend and bringing it to cards. Topps year 2020. They're saying maybe this is what cards are going to look 10 years from now. It's 20 players on a 3D design. So I guess maybe you'll get some glasses or something. Maybe you'll have to bring some home some of those 3D glasses you got from seeing Avatar or something, or the new Shrek movie that's going to be in 3D. You'll be able to take a look at Pablo Sandoval in 3D, which might fill up the whole lens of your glasses. Well, there's dual relic cards, and those are new. I guess they didn't have dual jersey relic cards, and those are going to be out of 50. So those are pretty cool. See some nice combinations there. Tim Lincecum and Pablo Sandoval, that's one I would look for. Ichiro and Kosuke Fukudome, that would be a pretty good one. So then there's the SP base cards. I also know, also new are the Create Your Own Sketch cards, 1 in 24 packs. This will be interesting. Do you sell it's a bonus blank card, and I guess you can sketch your own card on there, and there's going to be, I guess you send it into Topps. I guess you're going to be doing work for them. You're going to be doing the design work for them now. You're going to be actually paying them to do the design work, but they will award you with some prizes. So I guess you do 1 in 24 packs, you got a sketch card, and you can send it in for some prizes. Or it'd be interesting to see what those blank cards sell for, because 1 in 24 packs, you got to figure quite a few of them are going to be sent in. I can imagine some of the prizes will be fairly nice, so people will send in their cards, and there are a lot more creative people than I am, especially at art and design, that probably will send them some great designs. So we'll see what happens, but that'll be interesting. You buy a box and see what you do with the blank card. You know, you either give it to your son or daughter, or if you have some artistic talents, you might do it, or you might try to see what those go for, because that's an interesting insert there. And there's new blue version parallel relic jersey cards. So I guess there's a blue parallel to the relic jersey cards, and those are going to be serial numbered out of 99. There's over 80 players in the relic jersey set, so there's a lot of players. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. Sometimes it waters it down, but in a set like this, again, it is a lot about a lot of the base cards and the sketch cards and some of the new inserts. And it's also about the million card giveaway that's continuing in this. So if you had fun with those, there's going to be a whole wave of them coming in these boxes, obviously, and there's going to be a whole wave online. I know a lot of people were just buying the redemptions online and having fun redeeming them. I guess there's some prizes. I haven't done it myself, but I guess there's some prizes associated online. You can trade them. There's all kinds of things you can do. So it's kind of interesting. But there's actually going to be original Topps 206 cards inserted in here. So if the only way to get those, I think, is by buying Topps Series 2 redemptions. So that's an extra bonus there. You'll be able to get vintage, a really, really old cards, I guess. You know, those are all going to be valuable. It doesn't matter who's on the front of those. It'll be like a case hit. So that'll be really cool. It'll be interesting to see if when those start popping up, and see if anybody has any stories to tell about those. There's going to be 1961 Topps Mickey Mantle relic cards. There's going to be actually 62 total cards, I think. So that's pretty cool. At least that's what I have written here. There's going to be Red Hot Rookies, and I believe these are going to be similar to, don't quote me on this, I think these are going to be similar to Topps Finest. I actually emailed Topps and was looking for a final checklist. There still wasn't the whole checklist out yet, but I emailed them and they said they're still keeping it under wraps. We'll probably won't find out until maybe a day before, till the day hits. So the checklist is still under wraps, but we have some cut signatures. There's going to be 15 one-of-one cut signatures, and there's going to be those Red Hot Rookies, and I believe those are going to be redemptions throughout the year, but those could be guys they insert right away. I'm not exactly sure. I still have a to be announced there. I'm still looking for information there, but some nice cards in here. Probably, considering Topps Series 1 is fairly expensive, if you look for that online or wherever you buy cards, even at your local hobby shop, you'll notice Topps Series 1 might be kind of expensive. You know, Topps Series 2, if it doesn't have a lot of the surprises, a lot of, like, some of those pie in the face cards were going for a lot of money, three figures sometimes. I don't know if this set will have something like that. We'll see if there's some cards in there. They always do variations. You look at the base set checklist. You know, those pie in the face cards were variations, and there was like Abe Lincoln in the background. There may be something like that again. So it's always fun. Make sure you take really good looks at your cards. You know, you might fly through a box and get a Manny Ramirez jersey, and that's about, and a Jason Hayward rookie, and that's about it. But you know, maybe there's Babe Ruth taking a swing in the stands in the background or something. I don't know. That's what kind of makes Topps exciting. You never know what to expect, and I wish more companies would take cues from them. We'll see if Topps pulls it off in Topps Series 2. I mean, they released this checklist a long time ago. I wrote this page quite a long time ago and have been updating it a little bit here and there since. But there's always some little bits and surprises. So it's always nice to have that. It's always cool to get the information out, but always throw something in right at the end that nobody was expecting, nobody knew about. You know, video games do a really good example. Movies and music, and when you buy an album, sometimes there's an extra little track or a little something extra in there. So that they may not have talked about. So it's kind of, it always keeps it, spices it up, keeps it interesting for me, since I'm trying to do podcasts on sports trading cards. So you'd make my job a lot easier if more companies did things like that. But we'll see what happens with Topps Series 2. Keep your eye out on it. I have it for May 27th. So you'll be able to find it. Sometimes these things come out the day before. I've been noticing this year, and definitely in years past, some places get it. You know, a day before, just maybe depends on where they're located, depending on where their facility is located in relation to ship where the product is being shipped out. If they're, you know, right down the street or like in the same zip code, it'll get there really quick, obviously. So some people get it the day before, so you can sometimes see, you know, single cards online. I've actually seen some sets at Target and things like that get put out early. So it's always to keep an eye out, especially if you're really looking forward to it, if it's something you want to, a set you want to complete. Also keep in mind, Topps is going to do factory sets for this, where it's basically just the base cards. They're going to throw in, it looks like, a couple extra red bordered serial numbered cards or red parallel single cards or something in there. And there's also some team theme sets. I think there's the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Phillies, and maybe the Cubs. So there's definitely some opportunities to get the set without having to collect it yourself. But if you're looking for the insert cards and some of the jerseys and autographs and stuff like that, obviously you have to buy it by the box. So, or by the single card, obviously. So you want to keep an eye out for Top Series 2. That about wraps it up for that preview. Remember, you can find the full checklist, anything you need. I will continue to update that page when I know more about some of the other cards on there toward the bottom of the page that are still to be announced, but I will update it. You can find that at sportscardradio.com. Well, after this, we'll talk about Absolute Memorabilia Basketball, and we might just break it out after that. I'm not really sure. Oh, actually, we got Don Drysdale. That's true. We're going to be talking about Don Drysdale. Good thing I have this written down in front of me, and we'll talk about him. So we'll talk about Absolute Memorabilia Basketball, which popped this last week. We'll talk about that after this.
Step in front of a runaway train just to feel alive again. Pushing forward through the night, aching just to blur aside. It's so far, so far away. It's so far, so far away. So far away. It's so far, so far away. Who are you trying to press? Steadily creating a mess.
And we are back. Absolute Memorabilia Basketball. This is actually a pretty cool football product for many years. I think they've even done baseball for this. It was a pretty nice product. So it's nice to see them bring the brand over here for basketball. I think it fits really well. Even some of the tools of the trade and things like that tend to work pretty well in basketball. This actually came out last week, May 19th. And it's unfortunate. The only problem, I'll get to the negative, I guess, first, and then we'll get to the positive of this set. The only problem I have, I guess, with this set is it came a week after Timeless Treasures basketball. And I guess Timeless Treasures was supposed to come out about a month before it actually did, so I understand that got pushed back, and I know Absolute Memorabilia might even got pushed back a little bit. So it's unfortunate. It's fortunate if you have a job and you're making a heck of money and you got plenty of money to spend on cards, but if you're trying to be a little frugal, or if you've got other expenses like kids and a mortgage and cars and gas and insurance and things like that that you have to pay for, sometimes these sets run into each other and cause you some decisions. Although in the end, if you're looking for these players in the long term, the best time to get them is actually a year from now, or in actually like 6 months from now, when everybody's trying to collect, I forget that kid's name, out of Memphis, and there's going to be all these rookies that are coming out that everybody's going to be excited about, and Panini's going to have a year into the game. They're going to know exactly what collectors are looking for in terms of a basketball product. They're going to have their stuff going. The products next year are going to be really nice. So you're going to be able to come back in and get, you know, even guys like Stephen Curry and Brandon Jennings and even Blake Griffin. He might be a special example if he happens to play next year. Ty Lawson, Omri Caspi. We'll see what happens here. Even some of the other guys, maybe LeBron James, if he switches teams, some of his calf stuff might be devalued. So we'll see what happens. But this is a nice product. If you're looking for single cards or buy the box. I saw some YouTube videos and stuff. It seemed like people were getting pretty nice stuff. You're going to get four hits, two autographs, and two jersey cards, and you're going to get one rookie card, excuse me. There's four packs, and there's four cards per pack. So you're going to get a couple base cards. You're going to get a rookie card per box, and you're going to get, obviously, two autographs and two memorabilia cards. And a lot of the autograph cards happen to have memorabilia pieces on them as well. So you're kind of getting a nice little double hit. The rookies go off the RPM, Rookie Premier Material, I think that stands for. So kind of mirrors the football. You've got a basketball on there. You've got a piece of his jersey and stuff. And those are usually autographs. Some of them aren't. But typically you have the autograph versions on there, and they're all serial number. I think they're numbered out of $4.99. There's some mix in there. There's obviously parallels and stuff like that. There's some nice insert cards in here. I like the looks of the Marks of Fame. Again, I'm going off the checklist, sportscardradio.com, and the product preview section. You can find the Absolute Memorabilia whole checklist there. So a lot of pictures and things like that. I'll be updating it a little bit this week as well. There's a couple pictures I'm missing on here, so I'll throw those up there. The Marks of Fame looks like a nice insert. You got Magic Johnson in there, LeBron, Allen Iverson is in there, Mark Price, that's kind of an interesting, Dikembe, so there's some hits and misses in there. The Tools of the Trade look pretty nice. Again, there's some sticker autographs or a lot of sticker autographs in here, so that kind of maybe takes away from the premium of this kind of set. If it was a lot of on-card stuff, I think this stuff would be maybe worth the, I think it's supposed to be $40 a pack or $160 a box. I don't think it's quite selling at that height. So we'll see what happens with the price going forward. But Kobe's in here in the Tools of the Trade, Russell Westbrook, Al Jefferson, the guys you typically find, minus obviously LeBron and most of the time. LeBron's obviously in here in some of the jersey sets, but you don't see Michael Jordan, obviously, and some of these guys. So, but we'll see what happens going forward. Maybe Mike will need some money, and he'll decide to switch alliances. We'll see. But there's some jumbo prime patches. I think these are pretty rare. I didn't get any word on a serial number or anything like that, but I didn't see anybody pull. I saw about six or seven boxes pulled on YouTube and stuff, but I didn't see anybody pull any of these jumbo prime patches. They're going to be big pieces of nice patches. Kobe's in here, Chris Paul, Danny Granger, Mark Gasol is in there. That's pretty interesting. Antoine Jameson, Andre Iguodala, Marcus Camby, Raymond Felton, Kevin Garnett, Josh Smith. That's the whole checklist for you right there. So some interesting hits there. Obviously, if you hit the Mark Gasol, might be kind of disappointing. Raymond Felton, Marcus Camby, but KG, Iguodala, Kobe, Danny Granger, Chris Paul, Josh Smith, those are all pretty nice. So we'll see if any of those start popping up. The Hoopla is a pretty nice set. There's lots of, again, it's kind of the same guys. They tend to, looks like, break the same jerseys. There's a lack of veterans in here, although the NBA Icons is a veteran-only set, it looks like. And the one guy I saw was in here was Reggie Lewis. And I thought that was interesting. I didn't know if they had jersey materials. I know there's jersey material parallels in here. I didn't know if they had anything. I know darn well they probably don't have autographs because this guy passed away many years ago when I was a kid. He was a young Celtics player. So it'd be interesting to see if there was jersey material cards of him. John Stockton's in there. That's pretty cool. I have a picture of a George Gervin jersey material autograph card. Jerry West, Patrick Ewing. Scottie Pippen is in a lot of sets this year. Pretty much every Panini set I've done has Scottie Pippen autographs and memorabilia in there. So Scottie is starting to sign. I even saw Scottie on Celebrity Apprentice a few weeks back. So Scottie's getting out there. Maybe Scottie's trying to put his name out there, trying to build his brand. Maybe some of that basketball money. I know it's expensive. Life's expensive, especially when you have expensive cars and expensive homes. Even if you made millions of dollars, it does run out at some point. So we're seeing Scotty getting a little more free with the pen, and maybe we'll see more of these guys do that, including John Stockton and even Karl Malone and some of these other guys. So there's quite a few other sets in here. This is actually a really big checklist. I don't know if I'm going to go through the whole thing, but you're going to want to come through here. There's some quad and triple and dual jerseys and things like that. So the Absolute Heroes is actually a nice looking set, but then again, if you're not a fan of sticker autographs, if you're not a fan of paying big money for a box and getting sticker, some people don't care, and I honestly don't care. But I know a lot of people do. My stance is I wish they would use more sticker autographs, because I think if this was all on card, you'd be paying $200 a box for this. So they're doing you a favor by making more of this stuff sticker autographs. And I see Kobe's on card. So they have a deal with Kobe, and maybe they can get these cards printed early enough to get more of these rookies signing some of this stuff. So we'll see what happens, but a lot of people aren't fans of stickers. I think they should use windows more often. Get these guys signing white pieces of paper, white index cards, or signing things that you can easily cut windows over. Obviously, stickers is the most efficient and cost-effective way, and it's the easiest for the player, I could imagine, too, because he can just go bam, 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 just down the line. So I stand right in the middle on stickers. I can understand if you don't like it, because it's your own money, it's your own collection. You're free to have the opinions that you want and the cards that you want to collect. You can collect whatever you want, and you're free to have whatever opinions you want. But in the same sense, I do keep in mind that there's people on a budget, there's people with families, and there's kids collecting this stuff that, you know, mow lawns just to buy some rookie cards of their favorite players. So if it was all on card and it all had to be gotten in person, you'd see far less autographs, because it is, I mean, somebody has to typically fly there and be there in person. A lot of it does get through the mail, and so there's some costs there, and there's some relying on the player to package it all up and ship it back to you. And there's a lot of rumors of the player actually having to sign it, not having a girlfriend or a significant other doing the work for them, because they're busy working on their body and training and making millions of dollars. So we'll see what happens going forward, but I stand right in the middle on stickers. I think they're okay, but again, if you're into all on-card autographs, really Kobe Bryant and a handful of others, I think, are really only on-card in this. So keep an eye out for that, but it does help you on the secondary market. Some people don't buy sticker autographs, so hey, you're going to be able to get a Tyreek Evans out of here, or, you know, some of your favorite players, a Magic Johnson or somebody, you know, that at a maybe a better price that you typically do. So it eliminates some competition in terms of the buying, so you might want to keep that in mind as well when you're buying autographs. If you want to just get the guy's autograph, the sticker might be the way to go, because it might be the most affordable way to do it, because people do put a premium on on-card stuff, and I can definitely see it. And I think that's a great aspect to the hobby as well, and I think companies could do a parallel. They could have, you know, Magic Johnson, hey, maybe you can only get him for a couple minutes, you know, at a Lakers game or something, or maybe, you know, at a TNT shooting or something, or Magic somewhere. You know, Magic makes appearance all over the places. Get Magic to sign 10 cards real quick and throw those in as an on-card parallel. You know, make the on-card stand out a little bit more if you can't get enough of them to complete a whole set. So we'll see if companies do that rolling forward. I don't know if they will or not, but it will make it interesting. And I think Panini Absolute Memorabilia and Timeless Treasures are interesting sets that you want to take a look at. As we move forward, remember there's Court Kings. In terms of basketball, if you want to budget out the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned, there's about four more sets. I think you got Court Kings, you got Crown Royale, you've got Hall of Fame. I actually threw that up. I'm not sure if I talked about that on the show. That's a Panini has a deal with the Hall of Fame, so it's an all legend set that comes out here in the next couple months. And then you have National Treasures basketball, Panini Platinum, which I have up on my site, I think was canceled. So I think that might be it. I don't quote me on that, but I think that might be it, considering National Treasures comes out the time about when the NBA gets rolling with some training camps and some things like that, right around August. So I know the NBA starts right around Halloween, typically right at the end of October. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with basketball, but you've got a lot of nice product coming out here right at the end of the season, right after the season is actually over. We'll see what happens with that. I wish maybe some of these products would have been absolute memorabilia. I think would have done much better earlier in the year, and same with Timeless Treasures and even Crown Royale. But we'll see. Maybe over the summer, people are still going to be hyped up about basketball and will still be into collecting some of these sets. So some of the release dates might have been mistimed, but again, first year for Panini. We'll see what they do going forward. And going forward on this show, we'll be talking about Don Drysdale after this, and then we'll break it out of here, wrap this show up, and that'll be it. So we'll be back after... Talk about Don Drysdale, because I'll get to that in a minute. But he actually does have an impact on the sports, on the baseball card podcast kind of industry, actually, because he was kind of one of the first ones. I don't know how much he talked about baseball cards, but he definitely has an impact there, especially if you do searches on iTunes and stuff like that. He has an impact there. So we'll talk about him. He was an eight-time All-Star, played for the Dodgers. Don Drysdale was a fantastic pitcher, won the Cy Young Award in 1962 when he won 25 games. You don't see guys do that a whole lot. He was actually a really good hitter, too. He, in 14 seasons, he had 218 hits and 29 home runs. And he was occasionally used as a pitch hitter. So this guy was obviously not only a great pitcher, he was a tremendous athlete and a tremendous baseball player. Because it looks like if he put his mind to hitting, he probably could have been in the major leagues hitting. Because pitchers don't typically hit 29 home runs over the course of their career. There's position players, even playing today, that won't hit 29 home runs over the course of their career. So that's pretty impressive, considering his at-bats are probably pretty low. He won three World Series in 1959, 1963, and 1965. And he has his jersey number 53, retired with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame 2 years after I was born, in 1984. He was a broadcaster, and he did tons of stuff for ABC, and it looks like some different baseball teams, and that was kind of his second career. But one of the things that I knew about him, I guess now looking at his page, I remember this was Don Drysdale. In 1987, he hosted a national syndicated radio show called Radio Baseball Cards. And if you go to, I think, my iTunes page, and pretty much anybody that does anything about sports cards, typically this is the one they recommend to you, because this has been on iTunes. Someone put it, syndicated it on iTunes, I guess, probably a while ago, and it was probably one of the only things that iTunes recognized as a baseball card podcast. And it's actually 162 episodes that were produced with stories and anecdotes told by current and former Major League Baseball players. And there was things on Jackie Robinson on there, and it was on 38 radio stations, apparently. WNBC New York, KSFO San Francisco, and WEEI in Boston as a pregame show. And a collector's edition of the program was re-released in 2007 as a podcast. So there it is. It was actually released in 2007. I'm getting this right off his Wikipedia page. That's very interesting. So a lot of, I know a lot of searches on Google. If you search for sports card podcast and things like that, his work and stuff like that on that podcast comes up. So it's very interesting that he tied baseball cards in there with his podcast, and it got on radio stations across the U.S. So it's pretty interesting. He did a lot of them, did 162 of them. So I've got a long ways to go to catch up with Don. But it's very interesting. He had a great career. Some of his rookie cards, even his rookie cards, can be had for not a tremendous, obviously a very nice grade and things like that, can be had for a decent amount of money. But some of his stuff, not too expensive. Obviously, he passed away, so his autographs and things like that are going to be very rare. And since he died in 1993, just after autographs became fairly popular and everybody was looking to get everybody, he died at 56, so fairly young age. So, but definitely a great pitcher. Definitely made his mark, not only in the baseball world, the baseball broadcasting world, and even the baseball card world, in terms of the podcast and things like that. So, definitely a guy that if you don't have in your collection, I know Los Angeles Dodger collectors and things like that definitely have him in their collections, but a guy that you might want to take a look at since he's been out of the public eye since 1993, since he's passed away. Typically, you tend to forget about players and things like that as times move on. So it's good that Topps Kid suggested that we talk about him, bring him back up. He wore number 53, and he had a great career, and he did a lot of things. And whoever remastered his show and put it on a podcast showed that you can talk about baseball cards and can have a podcast that talks about baseball cards, because I know through emails and things like that, people definitely do listen to this show. So it definitely works. So I hope you enjoyed this show. Not one of our longest shows, but just had a couple products to talk about. Let me flip over to my box release calendar. Let's see what's coming up on the horizon. See what you have looking forward to on future shows. Let's see. Show number 54. We might talk a little bit about Press Pass Stealth Racing. People actually like racing cards, so we'll talk about that. SB Authentic Hockey has been pushed back. I think I've updated the release date about half dozen times. I have it now June 8th. So maybe we'll get to talk about that then. I'm not holding my breath. There's several other different basketball sets. Donruss Elite Football, this is all into June. So we'll see what happens. But the big highlight in June for baseball collectors is Topps Allen and Ginter. I have for June 22nd. We'll definitely have quite a few shows leading up there. That checklist is one of the biggest I've ever seen. We've had it on our website for a while. So you want to definitely check out that. We have a whole section on Topps Allen and Ginter baseball, and we'll definitely be working on that in the next few weeks to get ready for that. There's some other sets in here. Ringside Boxing. I know Razor Poker came out just a couple days ago. Maybe we'll touch on that since I like watching poker. I haven't been playing any poker. I don't think I've played really much poker in 2010, but definitely enjoy watching it on TV, so maybe we'll talk about that. But definitely the highlight is Topps Series 2 baseball. There's definitely some nice basketball sets, like I said, on the horizon as well. And football is still in the works, but it's really until August. I think Topps said don't look for much until August. So football fans have prestige, and you got I think classics, or maybe it's that other one. So we'll see what happens with football. There's Score mixed in there as well. There's quite a few other sets So we'll see what happens. But football is going to be kind of light in terms of kind of that premium stuff. Donruss Elite is actually the set I was thinking about a minute ago. I think that comes out before Classic. So we'll see some football sets and things like that come out here. And we'll see what happens going forward. And we'll talk about it all here on the show. Remember to head on over to our website, sportscardradio.com. We have some things in the works, some things planned, and we'll talk about those going forward. So hopefully some exciting things that will add additions to our podcast as well. Hopefully, you know, add some excitement and some things to these as well. So we'll see what happens going forward. That about wraps it up. Good luck with your collections. Hopefully everything's going well in your life. Send me an email anytime, sportscardshow@gmail.com. You can always connect with us on our fan forum over at sportscardradio.com. That about wraps it up. We are out of here.